This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're launching into the third hour of the program. Sounds like some interesting developments in the world of the Electronic Frontier Foundation and their taking on of the Border Patrol. Now, you wouldn't think the Electronic Frontier Foundation would have anything to do with the Border Patrol, but they do. They're actually very interested, and they've got a multi-party lawsuit that they're representing, like, I think, close to a dozen plaintiffs. And I don't think that's the same case you're talking about, but it sounds related, Johnson. This lawsuit that I'm aware of has to do with people who've had their devices searched at the border, and the EFF is suing, saying that this is out of the bounds of what the Border Patrol should be allowed to do.
I think this is directly related.
Okay. All right. And you've got a story from Boston about this. If you want to comment, by the way, our toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So brief recap for those just tuning in.
So the brief recap is that they've presented testimony, and they are requesting a judgment without trial that says, hey, the border security is, ICE and
Customs and Border Patrol.
Yeah, basically, they're violating the First and Fourth Amendment, and this needs to be stopped immediately.
Mm.
So they're requesting for a summary judgment. The evidence that we have presented, this is a quote, the evidence that we have presented to the court shows that the scope of ICE and CBP border searches is unconstitutionally broad, said EFF senior staff attorney Adam Schwartz. ICE and CBP policies and practices allow unfettered, warrantless searches of travelers' digital devices and empower officers to dodge the Fourth Amendment when rifling through highly personal information contained on laptops and phones.
Right, and I imagine it's going to mention this, but my understanding of the lawsuit, basically their argument is, yes, the Border Patrol, we acknowledge, they have a greater searchability at the border than, say, a police officer pulling you over on the side of the road, because when you go through the border, even though you're an American and you have rights and all that, you don't really have the rights when you're at the border, so they can search you.
Yeah.
However, they're saying that this search is above and beyond the pale because it's so invasive. It is invasive into every corner of that person's life because these phones basically have a significant, these days, right? Like,
right.
If you don't have a smartphone, then it doesn't matter. But for those of us that do have smartphones, and I think it's like 80% of American adults at this point have them, every email probably that you've ever sent in the last decade is there, is accessible there. Thousands of photos for the average person. Lots of them just save their photos. They never go through and delete them. Facebook posts. I mean, all these things that people have is accessible through that device. Now, one of the things that they're not supposed to do during the search is they're not supposed to go online. So when I got my phone back from the detectives who were searching it in secret, by the way.
Right.
So when I was being searched at the border when I came back from Acapulco in February, it was a 3-hour long detention. They first searched my phone with just like a uniformed agent, paunchy, overweight New York bureaucrat. Mm-hmm. He didn't seem to know a whole lot about technology. He just kind of went through my pictures. And
there's an app. I would love to do that. If they're not supposed to, I don't know what the policy is. But I have an app that I've installed on my phone called Prey, P-R-E-Y, that is specifically you can report your phone in a lost or stolen mode. And essentially when if that device gains network access, mm-hmm. It immediately will report to you that it has gained network access. It will send you its location, and it will immediately start photographing whoever's holding the device.
Ooh.
And turn them into prey. So you now know their location, what they look like, and when they're accessed, where they are.
Interesting.
Like everything So it's essentially made to. And
I'm loading that up on my phone.
You can actually also make the app look like a game. So it's like even on your phone, like you can hide it, so it doesn't necessarily be obvious what it is.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
because so. You don't know what they're doing. So the rest of the story was so this sort of.
I also have it on my laptop too. It's like you know.
Laptop didn't turn out to be an issue, and I'll explain that here in a moment. But what I've done was for the past couple of years since I've been traveling to Mexico, and this has become an issue. We knew this was going to potentially be an issue because it's been in the news of people in greater and greater numbers every year of the last several years having their devices searched. So they're doing more and more and more of these searches, which is why the EFF has gotten involved. And so to prepare myself for this, because I don't want to lose my laptop and phone, because if you say you can say no to the search, then they just take your stuff, supposedly. Right. That's the claim. They'll just take it, and then if they ever give it back to you, that's up to them. So I didn't want to lose my laptop and phone because there's all kinds of good, you know, useful information on there. And it's, you know, a few hundred bucks, so I wouldn't want to have to go and buy another one. So what I do is I sort of prepare myself in advance by putting, like, a bare-bones Linux install on the laptop. So all there is a few web browsers. There's nothing to search through. And then before I get off the plane, so on my flight back into the United States, the last thing I do is I just scrub the phone. I delete all the photographs on the phone. Not that there was anything there for them to find in the first place, but I don't want them going through my stuff.
Right.
So I delete my, you know, things I can delete. I log out of my Google account, right? So that way if they were to go to the email, which they're not supposed to do, they wouldn't see anything because I'm logged out of my Gmail. I'm logged out of Telegram, or actually, I think instead of logging out, I'll password protect from now on those things. But they're not supposed to go into your instant messengers. They're not supposed to go into your email. And when I got the phone, I told you part of the story. So the first search was in front of me because I requested. I said, hey, can you do this in front of me? I want to observe this. And he was fine with it. But then later, after waiting for a while, after the standard CBP bureaucrat did the standard search, they then brought out the detectives.
Right.
The badges around the chain kind of plain clothes.
Right.
Two detectives came out and they took my stuff in the back room and they refused to allow me to observe it. However, they didn't ask me to log into my laptop, so they couldn't have searched that because it's encrypted.
Right.
So they were only able to search my camera, which I had with me, and my phone. And, again, the phone had been sanitized. So I'm sure they probably imaged the phone, would be my guess. They plugged it into a computer and just downloaded the entire thing so they could search it later. That would be my guess. But they brought it back to me, and it was in airplane mode, which I had not given it to them in airplane mode. So that's supposedly what they're supposed to do is when they get the phone, they're supposed to put it into airplane mode. That way they can't access online content from your phone. But who knows if they really do because they're not in front of you the whole time.
Right.
So anyway, that's part of this, is EFF is saying, if you can get into somebody's email, if you can get into their chats, you are going way deeper into their life than a typical search would reveal.
It would be also interesting, you know, a lot of phones now, you can, if they're not searching in front of you, you can turn on like a screen.
A logger. I would want a logger.
A logger, but I was thinking actually, like, there are lots of tools there for doing, like, a demo, you know, like a tech demo or whatever that will record your screen and record everything that's going on.
Right.
Start that before handing it over to
them
and say, here you go.
What's a good one, chat room?
And then you can, like, watch back everything that they did
on
your phone.
That would be amazing.
You know,
what's a good one?
That's what I don't know. I know, like, there's one built in on iOS, but
I don't have that.
I have a story, actually, in regards to that. So, like, I have recommended to a number of people, including your, you know, ex was here earlier, your ex-girlfriend was in here, and I've mocked her because she lost her phone one time, and I said, well...
One time? like every day.
I think that at this point she has installed Prey. I told her numerous times that I was mocking her after one time she lost her phone. I'm like, well, did you install the app? Because you'd just be able to look it up. I'm like, you'd be able to look it up right now, you know, where your phone is.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, my girlfriend currently... we were downtown, picking something up or whatever, and, she had taken her phone and when we were getting into the car and put her phone on top of the car and didn't realize it. And I had told her to install this app, and because it's on Android, it actually functions better. It works better on Android because Android, you can have an app that's persistently open in the background.
Yeah.
Whereas on iOS, if you close that app, it doesn't really work anymore. Not the same. But there's functions in iOS that do this on its own, you know, to track and find, you know, an iPhone. But on Android, anyway, we were able to go and locate it, and it literally brought us to the exact dot on the GPS. Her phone had flown off the top of the car and into the median on Main Street in Keene.
Wow.
So, like, into the grassy area in between places. This is, like, in front of the corner
and the
of Emerald Street.
The GPS was that accurate on it?
Yep, we were able to find it.
Amazing.
Yeah, in the grass.
Did it have a case on it? Did it have a case on it so it would lure?
It did, so it was fine.
Okay,
it was not smashed.
Wow.
If it had been in the street, it could have gotten run over.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very lucky that it flew into the median.
So that Prey app totally saved her on that one.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
All right, more coming
up
here.
She had just bought the phone, too.
Is it free
a brand
app?
New, like, S10 or S9.
App's free?
Yes.
All right, more coming up.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
55 Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you know of any good, like, screen logging, screen capture software, that we would like to know about.
Yeah, if you're, like, doing tech demos on your phone or something like that.
Yeah, which would allow you to record whatever it is that a police officer does with your phone at the border specifically is what we're talking about.
Oh, my God. Actually, you know who would probably implement this in, like, 10 seconds? We should just reach out to our friend Virgil.
Oh, Virgil at the cell 411.
Yeah, I'm sure that could be added as a feature.
Oh, I bet you're right. Yeah. He would be, because he already has the feature that when cell 411, for listeners that don't know, is a decentralized emergency alerts app. That's
right.
Basically what it does, but it has some cool side features as well.
Right.
Like if the cop steals your phone, you can have it to where when the cop tries to delete your video, because cell 411 has a video recording mode, so
right.
Like you get pulled over by the cops, you send an alert to your friends, letting them know where you are and what's happening to you. I'm pulled over, and then they see the alert, and they can maybe respond and come out and help you. And they can also watch if you're streaming live video, because the app gives you the option when you send the alert, would you like to also record video? You say yes, and you start streaming the video out. Well, if the cop takes your phone from you, which has been known to happen, like, give me that, and they grab the phone, and then they're like, you're recording video, I'm going to delete it. And then they hit the delete button, or they, you know, go back to their car and hit the delete button. The software, Cell 411, at getcell411.com, has a fake delete button option. So you fake the cop out, make them think they're deleting your video, when in fact what's actually happening is it just looks like they deleted the video, and it takes a camera shot of whoever it was that pressed the button.
Right.
So you know which cop it was. If there was like three cops that were dealing with you, you know which one hit the button. So yeah, it would totally be a good feature for Cell 411. I wonder if he's still actively developing it. I haven't talked to him in a while.
I think so. I think he's still got it out there, but yeah.
So, yeah, if you know of screen capture software that could run, like, you know, in the background on a smartphone that's relatively affordable or free, I would love to run that while I go through the border checkpoint.
Yeah.
Because they screwed with me this year. They didn't mess with me the first or second years I was coming back from Acapulco, but this year I got delayed, lost, you know, missed my flight, got delayed by 3.5 extra hours by these bureaucrats. As they pawed through my devices, and once did it in secret. So I have no idea what they did. I just presumed the worst and figured they imaged my entire device.
Right.
So go on. Tell us more about what's going on.
It'd be cool, too, if you could have an app that would also not only be screen recording, but also, like, discreetly. Well, I don't know. Would that be illegal if it was discreetly recording what they were saying and doing as they did
it? Ooh, to wiretap them?
Yeah.
Basically. Probably. That would probably be
illegal.
They
really shouldn't have an expectation of privacy at that point.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. That'd be a question for the EFF to answer, to ask some of their attorneys that. And we'll get back into the story, but let's actually go to Mick. He's hanging on the line, listening in Pennsylvania via LRN.FM. Go ahead, Mick.
Hi, it's somebody, Delete Johnson. Who are you going to call, Ian?
Huh? Dumping your call, too. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can, there we go. The two people that are banned from the show called in tonight. Yeah. How about
Did he call twice, or is that a...
No, the other guy was the lunatic from New Jersey keeps promoting his website.
Crazy. Well,
That's the guy who wants to kill everybody.
Right.
That guy.
Right.
All right, let's continue.
I think they should probably be together.
Sure.
In that facility.
Why not? all right, let's get back into the story. EFF, lawsuit, Border Patrol.
Yes.
Where are we at?
Okay, so they're, you know, talking about rifling through phones, allowing, you know, the powers that are being granted here. So it says here, the previously undisclosed government information was obtained as part of a lawsuit. Al-Assad versus McClanahan. EFF, ACLU, and ACLU of Massachusetts filed in September 2017 on behalf of 11 travelers, 10 U.S. citizens, and one lawful permanent resident whose smartphones and laptops were searched without warrants at U.S. ports of entry. This new evidence reveals that government agencies are using the pretext of the border to make an end run around the First and Fourth Amendments, said Esha Bhandari, staff attorney with the ACLU's Speech, Privacy, and Technology Project. The border is not a lawless place. ICE and CBP are not exempt from the Constitution, and the information on our electronic devices is not devoid of Fourth Amendment protections. We're asking the court to stop these unlawful searches and require the government to get a warrant.
Wow. God, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
There's no way the court's going to rule outside of a trial for this, though. They're not going to give them a
probably not. Probably not. But they did. The court has ruled. I mean, it was for a while. I mean, it's been fairly recent that they actually finally ruled that within the United States, the cops needed a warrant to search phones. Right? That happened in 2018. Right? They finally ruled that. Made that ruling.
I don't recall.
Yeah. So that. Well, it's true now that generally, if you're not within 100 miles of the border. They can't search your device.
They certainly can't force you to unlock it.
Yeah, without a warrant.
Yeah.
So,
I don't even think without a warrant they can force you to unlock it.
Yeah. So it says, well...
Within the U.S.
No, I think there have been cases where they have forced it if there is a warrant. If it's court testimony or whatever, then they can force you. There have been cases in regards.
Meaning that you'll be put in contempt if you don't unlock
right.
it? Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Or even held in prison.
That's what I mean.
Well, yeah. I mean, but
when you go to contempt, it's contempt, you go to jail indefinitely.
It seemed like the case that I remember, it seemed like it was beyond simple contempt. They really they really held somebody and they were like, we're going to hold him until he unlocks
until
the phone.
Yeah.
Period. It's like, what? You can't do that. Well, yes,
we can.
So anyway,
well, they do a lot of things they can't legally do and usually get away with it until somebody like the EFF calls them on it.
Right. So the government's documents and testimony, portions of which were filed publicly in court today, reveal CBP and ICE are asserting broad and unconstitutional authority to search and seize travelers' devices. Mm-hmm. The evidence includes ICE and CBP policies and practices that authorize border officers to conduct warrantless and suspicionless device searches for purposes beyond...
Oh, they were quite suspicious of me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
For purposes beyond the enforcement of immigration and customs laws, officials can search devices for general law enforcement purposes, such as enforcing bankruptcy, environmental, and consumer protection laws, and for intelligence gathering or to advance pre-existing investigations. Officers also consider requests from other government agencies to search devices.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, the agencies assert that the authority to search electronic devices when the subject of interest is someone other than the traveler, such as when the traveler is a journalist or a scholar with foreign sources who are of interest to the U.S. government, or even when the traveler is the business partner of someone under investigation.
Mm.
Both agencies further allow officers to retain information from travelers' electronic devices and share it with other government entities, including state, local, and foreign law enforcement agencies.
Jeez. So, yeah, image your phone, share it with the local sheriff.
Yeah.
More coming up here on this story. Who's reporting on this, by the way?
This is a press release from the EFF.
Oh, straight from the EFF. That's right. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you've got a Border Patrol search story that you want to share with us or just want to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, you may do that as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two people are confirmed dead and several others have serious injuries after a shooting on the Charlotte campus of the University of North Carolina. WBTV's Nick Oshner.
In addition to the two people that our ambulance service medics here in Charlotte have confirmed have died, they said they were transporting two victims with life-threatening injuries and two additional victims with non-life-threatening injuries.
One suspect is in custody. Police say there's no reason to believe anyone else was involved. Violent street battles in Venezuela after opposition leader Juan Guaido called for a military uprising against the Maduro regime. Reporter Virginia Lopez.
The vast majority of the country wants a change, but I don't think from what I've seen today that Guaido has enough power, militarily speaking, to somehow overthrow the government.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens, and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here and take control of the airwaves. Bring whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're available to you over on our Discord server, which allows you to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can find the server there where there are people hanging out usually 24 hours a day. There's people in there all night long, all day long, talking about a variety of different things in different rooms, and it's free. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. Also free. Well, at least there's no ticket price. ForkFest 2019, it is coming up, and it's coming up fast. It's going to be in January. It's going to be June 13th through the 18th. So basically the last week of summertime, or excuse me, of springtime, last week of spring, over at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It is a libertarian decentralized camping festival. Decentralized meaning there's no central authority besides the campground. There's no organizer of ForkFest. It's just liberty-minded folks, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, libertarians coming to the same campground and just creating whatever it is they want to create. Maybe you just want to hang out and camp. That's cool. But maybe you want to do something for the other campers to enjoy. I know Taryn Lupo's talking about doing like a classic game night, like with board games, I think.
Right.
And then also Derek and Steven from AnyPay are going to be throwing apparently raves every single night, including the Big Gay Dance Party, the return of the Big Gay Dance Party, the first time in 3-4 years since there's been one of those. So it used to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is now happening at ForkFest, which you didn't know about until tonight, Johnson. I informed you of that. And Man Camp is happening.
Well, I actually did know that that was happening. I just didn't know what night it was happening.
Oh, okay. Well,
because I'm unfortunately not going to be there for all of ForkFest. I'm going to be there for the end of it.
Okay. Well, at least you're making it up for
definitely the end of a few days. Because work and whatnot, and so I'll be there for the final weekend.
Cool.
Which is good, because that's when...
That's the end of it. Yeah. Yes, the weekend. It goes, again, the 13th, I think that's a Thursday, through the 18th of June. So get on to ForkFest.party. There's a link there to the ForkFest forum, the ForkFest chat room, which these are all unofficial. If somebody launches another ForkFest forum, then there'll be two of them. Because, again, there's no central authority here at ForkFest. ForkFest.party. We will see you there, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. We're talking about the news about the EFF, their press release today, that they have asked for summary judgment in their lawsuit, basically declaring the border searches the Customs and Border Patrol or Customs and Border Enforcement are conducting thousands, tens of thousands of these searches. They've searched, I think it was in 2017, I think it was like 29,000 devices or somewhere in that range.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of devices, lots of people being targeted for these searches. Turns out they found some evidence that shows the Border Patrol is searching at the request of other law enforcement agencies. Agencies that don't have the right to search your devices when you're just driving from point A to point B within the United States, where they would need your consent to search. These agencies are now reaching out to the Border Patrol and saying, hey, if you see Johnson Rice passing through, make sure you search his devices
for
us.
And they're doing things that are extremely chilling to the First Amendment, like searching journalists.
Oh, yeah.
And
intimidation.
You know, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's, yeah. So they are saying here, the plaintiffs are asking the court to rule that the government must have a warrant based on probable cause before conducting searches of electronic devices which contain highly detailed personal information about people's lives.
Right.
The plaintiffs, which include a limousine driver, a military veteran, journalists, students, an artist, a NASA engineer, and a business owner, are also requesting that the court to hold that the government must have probable cause to confiscate a traveler's device. Oh, that's good, too. So not only are they saying not search it, but they're also saying probable cause to confiscate as well.
Nice.
Yeah, which would be pretty fantastic.
Which is what I expect to happen when I say no.
Yeah, so the district court previously rejected the government's motion to dismiss the lawsuit. So they said,
good.
No, we're not going to dismiss this. The number of electronic device searches at the border has increased dramatically in the last few years. Last year, CBP conducted more than 33,000 border device searches.
More than I thought.
Yeah, almost four times the number from just 3 years earlier. CBP and ICE policies allow border officers to manually search anyone's smartphone with no suspicion at all, and to conduct a forensic search.
And laptop, and camera, anything electronic with an electronic storage.
Yeah. And to conduct forensic search with a reasonable suspicion of wrongdoing. CBP also allows suspicionless device searches for national security concern.
Mm.
Below is a full list of plaintiffs, and their individual stories can be found here. And it talks about, you know...
Yeah, this is the suit I was talking about.
Yeah, I don't know that we necessarily need to list all these people, but...
That's a lot. I think there's like a dozen of them.
Yeah, there's... Yeah. And it talks about who they are, you know, like the NASA engineer and... As a programmer and journalist and...
Well, I think that's important for EFF to do. We don't have to do it here, but it's important for them to do that because you want to put a human face on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, here, we represent 20 faceless individuals. No, these are people with families. They have lives. They have their lives disrupted. They missed a flight. They missed work. They lost data. They lost their laptop. They never got it back. You know, there's all these different stories of how these people have just had their lives just destroyed. Here's another question. When you go into the room, this is kind of an interesting aside to this story, Johnson. When you go into this drab, institutional, boring, you know, awful waiting room where there's like 15 bureaucrats milling about, there's probably 50 different chairs in there where the victims, people like me, were seated. At the time of day I was there, it was mostly empty. I was there at 5:30 in the morning. So there were only like five people in there. There was like 15 bureaucrats and five victims. But I bet you that room gets pretty full at some points. So I was there for 3 hours and there was no one there.
Right.
So that's how long it took them to get through me with almost nobody else in the room. And there was a handful, and maybe a couple came in and out while I was waiting, but there wasn't much action going on generally. But, man, I couldn't imagine being in that room with 25, 30, 50 people sitting in there waiting for whatever stupid bureaucracy they have to be subject to. But there are signs all over the room.
How long does it take to look at a phone and go, oh, this phone's been wiped? You know, like it's in default state.
Well, mine wasn't in default state.
Okay.
I didn't uninstall all the programs, but okay. I logged out of like my Google, so they couldn't get into the email.
Okay.
I logged out of like Telegram and things like that.
Right.
Deleted all the photos. So there were still some things for them to look through.
Yeah.
And certainly, I don't think they looked through them. I think they just downloaded the whole thing and they get it later.
I mean, if you deleted your photos and stuff like that, I don't see why you wouldn't want to just, you know, have a cloud backup somewhere and wipe the damn thing and then download from the cloud later. I mean, yeah, it might take a day or whatever.
That's what I did the first time that I went through when I didn't get checked. I had actually wiped just about everything off off the phone and then just reinstalled all the programs when I came back. But one of the problems with that is if you do that with, like, Signal doesn't have any startup security. So if you uninstall Signal, and then when you reinstall it, it just sends you a text to the same phone. So the agents, if they saw Signal was uninstalled, could just install Signal, and then it would just show you unencrypted, you know, whatever chats were there. So that's kind of a weakness in Signal. But you can lock Signal down with a password and make it so that, I don't know, it's
nothing
perfect. I would love
to try, here's a test for somebody to, you know, you get your phone, right?
This is why, just an interruption, this is why you shouldn't talk about things over Signal. Even though it's encrypted, if somebody gets their hands on your phone, the encryption doesn't matter at that point. Sorry, you were saying.
I would love to get the packaging, you know, you have your phone, right? You buy your phone and you have the packaging, and then if there was an app, or maybe even you just do it, you reset your phone back to the thing, put it back in the packaging and make the packaging look as though it's sealed, and see, would they just skip it because they think it's brand new?
I don't know.
Or would they take a look at it?
I think they'd probably want to look at it. They'd probably be suspicious.
Okay, fine. Open it up, you know. It's a
brand new phone.
And then they open it up and it looks like it's now it's totally reset or whatever, and be like, yeah, I just got the phone.
What there needs to also be is like a cop mode kind of thing where you should be able to like dual boot the phone basically and make it so that if you put in a certain code when you are booting the phone, it goes into your normal mode.
Right.
But if you don't put in that code, it goes into like dummy cop mode.
Right.
Where there's nothing to see. There's nothing going on. They can page through it and they'll find nothing.
That's
if they image
a lot
it,
harder to
nothing happens.
That happen.
It could happen if somebody wanted to program that. But
that's like an OS level thing. So
All right, more coming up here. 855, 453. We got, is there more on this?
Yeah, there's a little. There's not that.
If not coming up, Venezuela. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time for you. If you want to join us now, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on air. Call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And also, if you support what we do here on Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier like Joe Pesci. Well, at least somebody claiming their name is Joe Pesci. I don't know if it's the real Joe Pesci, but somebody calling himself Joe Pesci has become a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. And so thank you for that, Joe. Appreciate it. Gold means $10 a month, but you can do $5 a month. That's all we ask for is $5 a month, and you get some cool perks and benefits for being a Free Talk Live amplifier that other people don't get. And you can help us get on more radio stations around the country to bring new internet listeners on board with the show, bring new radio stations on, and help us get the ideas of freedom into more people's ears. So if you like what we're doing here, then please join the AMP program, get the benefits, and help us out over at amp.freetalklive.com. Yes, you can use PayPal. Yes, you can use credit card and Bitcoin BTC. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Stories all over the place about what's going on in Venezuela today with an ostensible alleged coup happening. And there's some pretty shocking video that has come out. This is video from Trish_Regan of a large crowd of people allegedly running from the Maduro regime's troops, firing at them, allegedly pellets and live ammunition, as Nicolas Maduro attempts to suppress an uprising today. But that's not the worst of it. In video actually posted by, or probably reposted, by the White House. So on the White House Twitter account, the Donald Trump White House, not Donald Trump's account, but the White House account, titled, "This is the Corrupt, Illegitimate Maduro Regime." In this video, and Johnson, I don't think you've seen this yet, but in this video you've got, and it's up on my screen, I don't know if you can take a look at it here. This is, let me replay this for you. So you've got this armored vehicle, it looks like pretty much like a Bearcat, just rolling right into a crowd of people.
Wow.
just, I mean, running people down.
Yeah. Bouncing up and down as it does so. And those are very heavy vehicles, too. So
what has sparked this violence? The story from Reuters out of Caracas from today. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido today called for a military uprising.
I wonder what happened. I mean, you don't typically, when you rush a vehicle into a crowd, that's not going to end well for the driver of that vehicle, usually.
He drove away.
Yeah, that's surprising that they didn't somehow, like, you know, break it.
That the crowd didn't stop him somehow?
Yeah, somehow stop him.
Yeah. I mean, these are armored vehicles. They're pretty good for running over crowds in this case. I didn't see anybody fling a Molotov at it or anything like that. And the people in Venezuela are, for the most part, unarmed. The government there years ago confiscated weapons. So unless you are a criminal, you know, who's got an illegal gun, you don't have one. So they called for a military uprising to oust Nicolas Maduro, the president of the country, and armed factions exchanged gunfire outside of a Caracas air base as the country hit a new crisis point after years of political and economic chaos. Several dozen men armed in military uniform accompanying Guaido clashed with soldiers supporting Maduro at a protest outside of the La Carlota air base. Reuters witnesses said, but the incident fizzled out and did not appear to be part of an immediate attempt by the opposition to take power by force. Guaido, in a video posted on Twitter earlier today, said he had begun the, quote, final phase of his campaign to topple Maduro, calling on Venezuelans and the military to back him. So if he could get the military to turn against Maduro, he'd have it. Of course, the military's probably being fed, you know, by Maduro.
Right.
So,
for now, anyway.
Yeah, for now. I mean, he's gonna feed his guys as long as he possibly can, whereas other people are losing weight every single year in Venezuela because of the lack of basic food items. Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino called the latest instability a coup movement. But several hours after Guaido's announcement, there was no sign of any other military activity and there were no immediate reports of casualties. Guaido later left a rally that he was holding with military supporters at his air base. Maduro said he had spoken with military leaders and that they had shown him their total loyalty. Nerves of steel, Maduro wrote on Twitter. He said, I call for maximum popular mobilization to assure the victory of peace. We will win. So he's promoting himself as though he's the peaceful one, while his trucks are running over protesters.
Yeah.
And, of course, the military brass are going to show their total loyalty. I mean, come on. What else are they supposed to do? Even if they're disloyal to Maduro, they're not going to tell him that to his face.
Right.
When he comes up and says, Senor Alvarez, I need to know if you're behind me on this. And, you know, the general's like, well, yes, of course I am. Even if secretly he's sabotaging him. Because if you were to say, no, I'm not behind you, the gun comes out and he gets, you know, his brains blasted out. Right?
Or just something worse.
Yeah, just to make a point to the other ones. That's
like,
what would happen.
That's like a great, you know, that's like the best case scenario.
Maduro, or the move, was Guaido's boldest effort yet to convince the military to rise up against Maduro. If it fails, it could be seen as evidence that he lacks the support that he says he has. It might also encourage the authorities who have already stripped him of his immunity and opened multiple investigations into him to arrest him. The U.S. is among about 50 countries that are recognizing Guaido as Venezuela's president and has imposed sanctions to try to dislodge Maduro, who they say won re-election last year through fraud. So, let's see here. I'm not sure. There's just more of, like, kind of background and history on the ongoing conflict over there. But this is more than just Guaido calling for military. There are people in the streets. So the people, whether the military is going to turn is another question, but the people are definitely not happy. And there's real conflict happening there right now in Venezuela. If you've got an update, if you want to, you know, clue us into this as to, you know, we're just scratching the surface. We don't know anything beyond what we can read in the media. If you're in Venezuela, if you can call tonight or any other night this week, please, we'd love to hear from you the story about, you know, your perspective on what's happening down there. In related news to this, the Petro. You'd asked about it earlier,
yeah.
Johnson.
Yeah, so you found some information.
There's actually a story published today that headline from CCN.com. It's a cryptocurrency news website.
Okay.
Venezuela's Maduro is running out of time. So is his Petro. And so I'm sure they're going to recap here what has happened with the Petro. There's little appetite for it. Bitcoin seems to be trading feverishly in response to the uprising as investors once again prove they see it as the best crypto option. Venezuelan volume totals on local bitcoins have reached roughly 36 billion bolivars for the week ending April 27th. That is the highest it has ever been. So this is interesting that when you look at local bitcoins, which for listeners who aren't right. familiar is a website on which you can connect with another individual who's willing to sell or purchase Bitcoin from you. And frequently this involves actually meeting somebody in physical reality, but not always. So local bitcoins is one of the most interesting sites, not just because you can buy and sell bitcoins, but mm-hmm. because it's a global site. Whereas exchanges, you know, usually they're very restrictive in which countries they're authorized to do business with. If it's a cryptocurrency exchange, like a lot of them won't even accept U.S. customers. If they detect an IP address in the U.S., they're like, nope,
yeah,
we don't want to do business with you. We're not authorized. We don't have the permission slip, so we're not going to do it. So there's no exchange out there that's really that I know of that's like a truly global exchange. Maybe there are. Maybe Binance or something like that. But these guys know at local bitcoins where their customers are doing business. So they know they can compare countries to see, you know, which countries are the top locations for Bitcoin purchasing per capita. Looking at charts. So they're showing Venezuela on local bitcoins here. This is from the website coin.dance, showing the Bitcoin volume in Venezuela in millions of, well, I mean, it's Bolivar Soberano, which is a newer currency for Venezuela. They knocked five zeros off of their Bolivar Fuerte, the so-called strong Bolivar, which is what they knocked three zeros off the original Bolivar.
Right.
So they knocked three zeros off, made the Bolivar Fuerte, I don't know, 10 or 12 or however many years ago. And then they knocked five zeros off. So just some perspective on what that means. 500,000 Bolivar became five
right.
with this new Bolivar Soberano. Anyway, huge numbers on local Bitcoin starting in January of this year. Shot up. And it's been going up since then, big time. So that's a good sign. People are getting out of the Bolivar and into cryptocurrency. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com and LibertyMinded.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.